super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who's going to be in really deep shit after this show, 42nd Street Pete.
Well, you know, I had to go there, but, you know, we've had this guy on before. I'm waiting for him to show up. I'm not going to fucking pull any punches. It's the Prophet Muhammad, and you know the last time he was on, you know, a bunch of shit went down after that. But, thing is, not only, you know, because of this whole movie thing and shit, and then him bouncing a fucking $500 check on me, which I fucking have right in my hand right here, my little $500 bounce check that he better fucking make good for. I hear something fucking pulling up in front of the house, and it's funny because there's been a squad car out there all night. Let me see what's going on. Oh, shit. Yep, it's him. He's got a fucking bottle of something in his hand. Shut the fuck up, for Christ's sake. Why can't you fucking come into a room quiet? What are you, Mo Hammer tonight?
Peter, my friend, it is so good to see you, my friend. I'm going to make good for that fucking bounce check that you're bitching about constantly right now. Here, check this out, my friend. 50, 100, 150, 2, 250, 3, 350, 4. $4.55 and $20 to keep your fucking mouth shut, my friend.
Okay. All right. We're even on that. As you know, last time you were on, right after we went off the air.
That is not my fucking fault. These fucking assholes. I don't know what they don't understand about there's getting blown and blowing things up. I tell them to get blown, they blow things up. I don't know. I do not want to blow things up. I want to get blowjobs.
Yeah, well, that brings me to another point. I got a couple cases over here in the corner, if you're so inclined, because I'm sure you've rubbed one out to that those 200 pieces you bought the last time.
Rubbed one out, my friend! I was using my magic carpet to come. Oh, I just love those titles. Black Chicks, White Dicks, Shemale Tranny Hookers. All those compilations of 6-hour cum shot ones. I just love all that stuff. But they go on a rampage. They show this stupid fucking movie that I had nothing to do with. I did not authorize it. It was shot by supposedly some fucking methed out Egyptian living in Southern California. He hired a porn director. He had a fucking script, and the script, my name was George. Who the fuck wants to be called George? I am Muhammad the Prophet.
I think you're Mo Hammered, to be honest with you. You look like you've been fucking drinking all the way over here. Is that why there's squad cars out in front of my house?
It is a possibility, my friend. I love this American beverage, Jack Daniels, but it makes me do fucked up shit, you know?
Yeah, I think it makes your followers do fucked up shit, too.
Let's not get back on that fucking train again. You have to understand me. These people, it is like, you know, your Bible book. How people have fucked with that over the years. Well, it's the same with the Quran. They fucked with that. They completely misinterpreted my things, turned them around, put words in my mouth that don't even exist, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, they have. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Bible, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was going to call in, but him and the missus are down at the Horror Realm because they're real big Sid Haig fans, and they wanted to go down there and meet Sid, so he sends his apologies. He was going to call in and shoot the shit with you. But unfortunately, he's otherwise inclined to go hang out with Sid this evening.
Oh, is that right? Oh, he's down there with the missus. Oh, that finally came out that he was married after all. And he was also banging Mary Magdalene on the side. Yes, the truth finally comes out. You see, they paint pictures of us holy men. And I resent that whole thing in the movie about me being a pedophile. I'm not a fucking pedophile. You know what I watch. You know what I like. Ask these three hookers I just fucking banged in Cleveland on the way here.
You banged three hookers in Cleveland?
Yes. I may make the trip worthwhile, you know. I my time is very limited because of all this bullshit happening. I have to go on the scene and see what the fuck these assholes are doing.
Yeah, but just the fact that you just banged three hookers in fucking Cleveland on your way here? Wow. That's pretty fucking cool.
Of course it's cool. I have to do what I have to do. You know, I work trying to keep these fools in line, and you know, they pay no attention to me. It just gets more and more ridiculous. It's like, for whatever the fucking reason, they're trying to blow up the fucking world and start up all this shit and stuff. I mean, truth be told, it's only a fucking movie, and it's a bad one at that. Who gives a fuck? I'm willing to bet you something, my friend, that those cocksuckers in Al-Qaeda had something to do with that. Why else would they post a fucking below grindhouse-level B piece of fucking shit on the internet? Why else would they do it, my friend?
Yeah, you know, you have a point there. I mean, you know, it is pretty bottom of the fucking barrel because they said it only played in one theater and nobody showed up.
That just proves my fucking point, my friend. Who the fuck would pay to see this piece of shit? This is simply a way to rouse these fucking idiot assholes up. It's sort of like those people you have in your Congress, the teabagger party.
No, they're the tea party, but, you know, you're pretty much right. I think they do sit home and teabag each other. I mean, why else would you be in a fucking mess like this?
This rule, my friend, unfortunately, the people that have the reins of power are steering the fucking bus into a wall. I don't know what else to say, my friend. I stopped by, I settled my debt. Can I have a hit off your bong?
Yeah, sure. Let me get the fucker out here. Yeah, you should chill the fuck out, actually. You're wound the fuck up here. Let me stoke this up for you. Here, thank you. It's pretty good.
Oh, thank you, my friend. My friend, that is the very good shit you must have there. It is the very good shit.
Well, it is shit, and it's pretty good, so yeah, that sort of chills you out a little bit. What are your plans now? What are you going to do with all this other shit? I mean, there's so much fucking turmoil and shit, and these people trying to stir this shit up.
Well, my friend, I will tell you something. I don't know what was behind an Egyptian fucking methamphetamine dealer who did time in prison and supposedly wrote this fucking movie in prison, and then they blamed it on a Jew. If a Jew had done it, it would have at least been a good fucking movie, not this piece of shit they put out. I have no problem with somebody making a movie about my life. But number one, I was not a pedophile, and I'm not named fucking George. I am Muhammad the Prophet, for fuck's sake.
Okay. You know, just you know and I know what's going on, and I really don't want to get too much heat on the network, so, listen, we're going to take a little break. You and I have a little business to do, and I guess you should say goodbye now. I want to thank you for coming on. It was very cool of you to stop down, and also very cool of you to settle a little debt, and thank you for the fucking tip.
Oh, my friend Peter, you're welcome. It's always a great pleasure to stop by. I just, you know, we could go down to Cleveland. We could both knock off three hookers. What the fuck? That would be a grand time, would it not?
Again, thanks for coming in. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out, and we'll be right back.
Your attention, please. This is the police.
I am Muhammad the Prophet, for fuck's sake.
You are in violation, disturbing the peace, drunken and disorderly conduct. You are hereby ordered to disperse in a peaceful manner. If you do not, we will be forced to enter the premises, and you may be arrested.
Gentlemen, we are back. 42nd Street Pete.
No good motherfucking piece of shit, fucking ragheaded bastard scumbag had to have the fucking goddamn cops waiting for him outside. He just peels off across my fucking lawn, rips up my bushes. Now they're out there fucking with the lights on and shit. I ain't answering the goddamn door. You know something? Fuck this. Well,
they're still beating on the door.
Fuck, you know, I'm not here. Goddamn dog better not even bark. Stay the fuck down. No, stay down or I'll sell you for medical experiments. God damn it. Stay down. Don't make any fucking noise. All the lights are out.
Man, what the hell was going on, dude? All I heard was like screeching tires and sirens.
I knew this was going to be a problem. I knew, but you know something? When I try to come through with things and try to set the record straight, and I mean, basically he's a good guy, but you know, like I said, Muhammad was Mohammed. So that's what the fucking problem is.
Gotcha.
It's all right. He'll be paying for them next time he comes around. Fuck this.
Man, but that's crazy.
Anyway, the show is going to take one of those drastic U-turns now, so forget about whatever I posted on Facebook. It's completely irrelevant because I am joined by the host of More Horror Than Horror, Tim McClaws, and the Mighty Griff.
What's up?
So we just propose we're going to resurrect for this evening the Dark Guy's Displeasure Chest, much to your chagrin, which basically this could go fucking anywhere.
Things always go so smooth when we break out this bag of tricks.
Yeah, because one thing I did want to talk about is, you know, you hate to take sides, but, you know, guess what I just did? The whole Jamie Lee Curtis autograph debacle where basically if you want, you know, the whole package and maybe it comes with a hand job, maybe it doesn't, it's like $300. So for those fans, you don't have to take any activity before you go there because by the time you'll get up and find out, well, hey, you got to pay for a signature, you're going to shit yourself.
Well, I think there's already a bunch of people starting to raise hell because he's not being real clear on, I mean, I don't think they're telling anybody how many tickets they got. Everybody's under the impression they're just going to be able to roll in there and get a picture and she's going to sit on their lap and they're going to have a fucking chubby the whole time and it's going to be great experience.
Well, she supposedly hates her fans, her horror fans. So
I don't know. She was just in Kansas City last weekend for $8. You could have met her if you just had to sit through her reading her kid's book.
$8.
She had about four layers of security guards. You couldn't get anywhere near to get a picture or have her sign her titty shots or nothing. But
I just want to get a picture of that elusive penis that I know she's packing.
Fuck that. I want to see a full-blown movie of it. Let's get this shit rolling. She really wants to help all them fucking kids across the world get that wiener out there. Let's get some shit and have happy action going on.
Shit, yeah.
Halloween or Merdite.
Happy Halloween or die.
The night it came home.
That's what I'm going to be for Halloween this year.
Oh, God. Penis can sit there and just feed her candy all night long like an elephant trunk.
Christopher, talk to me in that English accent.
Fuck me in that funny Simpson voice you do.
I told you it goes to 11.
So wrong on so many levels, but it's so true.
Christopher, guess how many inches I'm packing.
Don't touch it.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even look at it. Where's Catherine O'Hara at?
I'll give her $80 if she wants to dip it in an ink pad and smack a picture with it. You mean the imprint of it?
Ball print on my ass cheek.
That's what I'm doing at Wasteland from now on. All my signatures are $80, and
dude, so $80, she better sit there long enough for me to fucking blow a load all over her titties. That's all I'm saying. If she's wanting to take one for the team and help them kitties out, then she can fucking scrape a little of my jism off her big fat fucking tits.
All these weird fanboys that just work themselves up to the point of coming just when they get up to the table.
Jimmy! Shit, you know.
Shut up, smash guard.
Like a salad bar.
They might as well call that the fucking Jamie Lee Campgrounds because she's going to see so many tents that motherfucking day, she ain't going to know what's going to happen.
Ha 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 ha.
Who wants the s'mores, motherfucker? Who wants the s'mores? Fuck, you know, every one of them, it'll be just like, they might as well turn that into the world's biggest gangbang, because them some bitches will be rubbing their fucking wieners the whole time, because they're going to be standing in line for 9 hours. You got Jamie Lee Curtis right there, you're going to tell me nobody's fucking blowing loads anywhere? Shit, there'll be little kids slipping, fucking hitting their heads on the walls.
Oh my God, Bobby, there's Jamie Lee. Oh!
Come get in my tent, Bobby.
Oh fuck.
Oh.
Welcome to the Jamie Lee Curtis campgrounds. Oh, shit.
Only on my fucking show.
Now I'm kind of wanting to buy an $80 ticket and see how far I can press that motherfucker. I know I'm bigger than all the, I know I'm bigger than all the security.
Right in the forehead. Right in the forehead.
I know I'm bigger than all them security guards in there. It'd take them a while. I could probably want to rub one out before they drag me out of that fucking convention hall. If I flung it far enough, I could probably get some in her eye. I'm a big fan,
she
Jamie.
She wearing a shower cap. Oh shit!
This is for making me sit through prom night, you fucking bitch.
Put a little white mask on it.
Shit.
Oh, so God. Yeah, anyways, that'll probably be a fun time with that convention.
Oh man.
At this point, does it really even matter? Are they even gonna have anybody else there, or are they just gonna have like fluffers at the doors just waiting to get you primed and ready for Jamie? Just her sitting on a big fucking crown in the middle of the convention room.
Hard telling. They'll be eating it up though.
Yeah. Be handing out wet naps when you leave.
KFC will be the sponsor. You'll get a fucking chicken leg and a box of wet wipes. Hi, Jamie. It's real good to meet you.
You get the chicken leg before you go in, so you're already lubed up, you know? I don't want the extra crispy.
Your chicken skin on Jamie Lee Curtis as you roll up and meet her. It's a real fucking pleasure to finally meet you, Miss Curtis. Who's got my wet wipe?
Oh, God. Talk about fucking bad U-turns. Holy shit. I'm afraid to light what's left of this fucking joint. I might have a fucking heart attack. Even my dog's looking at me strange like, what the fuck are you doing?
You gotta let me out of here, Dad. I gotta go.
That's the shit.
I got faked out on that before, fucker. Shit on the rug now. I don't care.
That motherfucker wears Depends now. Fuck it. He's gonna sit in his own shit.
Now, if she really had to go, she'll walk up and punch me. That's what she does.
Oh, fucking puppy pampers.
Yep. Now, little did I know what a responsibility this whole thing was going to be.
Fish, man, that's the best pet ever.
I got lizards, they're the best pet ever, too. You dump some fucking bugs in their fucking tank and some lettuce and they're happy, you know?
Yeah, but you get tired of fish, you throw the fuckers in a frying pan and have them for a sandwich.
Yeah. Hey, but you know something? You get Jehovah's Witnesses and you answer the door with a lizard on your shoulder and talk like the lizards are talking, they're worth their weight in gold. Yes. No, I can't contribute any money. They won't let me.
They told me to have you come in.
Yes. We're having chicks. They say you taste just... they say we're just tasting like chicken. Oh, he left this here. This is pretty good.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Pakistani pink.
Pete, I think in the future we should kind of screen your friends better. Damn it.
Screen my friend better?
Yeah, because the damn people come on and bring the cops to your house, dude.
Well, have they blown up the station yet?
No. I hear somebody knocking, man.
Do you? I heard something.
Luckily, them towelheads only got fucking rocks. It's going to take them a while to get through there.
Yeah.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Hey, you see that movie, The Onion movie?
I haven't.
Nope.
Oh, that's great. Steven Seagal is cock puncher. It's almost like one of those Kentucky Fried Tunnel Vision type deals. A bunch of fucked up shit going on.
Can Steven Seagal even move anymore?
We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
We have our first caller of the night. Someone's got the balls to call in at 310-928-7857.
Calm down.
That's because he has nothing better.
It is me, Rob, Superfan Rob.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How come he doesn't have theme music or something, man?
He needs some, yeah. What the hell is wrong?
Because if they play fucking Deliverance down there, they'll take it seriously.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you, brother?
The show's taking a drastic U-turn.
I'm horny as hell, Rob. I'm horny as hell.
He's been talking about Jamie Lee's breasts.
Got wet white.
Oh,
man. Jamie Lee Curtis again, huh?
We don't want to go back there now. Don't start that shit again. I almost pissed myself.
For what I got planned for Jamie Lee Curtis, $80 is well worth it, dude.
What are you gonna walk up with a milkshake?
I've watched so many scat films, and I'm ready to fucking drop a load like she's never seen, dude. I'm gonna have a fucking 2 chimichangas right before I go in there to meet her. I'm gonna have a deep fried turd hanging out my ass for $80. I'm gonna just take a dump right on her table, and for $80, I'm gonna have her sign my turd.
Well, just eat 28 activities, and you'll be fine.
Oh, I got a container of something creamy for her, but it ain't no fucking Activia.
No, it's not an Activia, Bob.
I know what I got in that container will keep her regular.
Just open one up, give her a spoon and say, here, eat it. I want to see if you actually eat
this. This is a new flavor we've been working on in the lab.
Yeah. That's a little bit of Activia.
Some guy in a Michael Myers mask will be eating it. We'll have an Activia thing. We'll be pooping on her with a Michael Myers mask on her.
No, let's get off that. Get off the whole scat thing, for fuck's sake.
I know.
I'm not going to have a scat fest, you know.
Two things.
What?
Did we just find something that made Pete kind of gross out?
Shit.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
We're just going to people who are going to be hanging up and
drawing. Oh, hell. You never know. There's that undiscovered market, Pete. Fucking scat lovers. Poo pushers.
Wow.
Well, we got rid of that chick, didn't we?
Turd tumblers. We got the whole
British
bit.
Chick? Remember the British chick?
She liked to lick your turds. Lick my dirty trousers, you dumb dank banker dang. Drop your turd on my panties.
What about the midgets?
We talked about that before.
But their little stumpy legs and their ass cheeks are so squished up together they can't take a proper dump on you.
Well, how does a midget wipe its ass? He runs through the grass.
He sits on Jamie Lee Curtis's lap.
If we get fucking calls from midget people tonight, I'm giving them your home phone number.
Don't you dare, Pete. Don't you dare.
Midget calls and bitches, I'm giving out home phone.
What about
numbers.
The scat lovers?
Aren't midgets already little poos anyway?
Actually, you give the scat lovers my home phone number. I got shit I can sell them.
I told you, I don't worry about the midgets because their little stumpy fingers don't let them dial.
Somehow they did it last time. You were privy to that.
Yeah, I think she had an accomplice or something.
I think she was standing on 7 phones.
They all need a fucking normal sized person to make it through the day anyway. So that was we gotta blame them instead. Some sick fuck that's banging a little midget.
That's why Doink the Clown had Dink.
So who's coming to Wasteland? I know Pete, you'll be there. Anybody else here?
Not me, brother.
No.
They like Crypticon too much.
Jamie Lee Curtis isn't going to be there. I got to save every penny for her.
You're really going to go see Jamie? You're
are you kidding
right?
me, dude? Have you seen them titties?
I know.
I'm gonna approach. You gotta think of it on the Jamie Lee level. I'm gonna say, here's an extra $100. Think of all the kids that this would help. You just flop out that wiener.
I know.
Take your wiener out, and let's get a picture of it. Let's put this fucking shit to rest right now.
Oh boy.
Someone's phone's dying.
And
if
you stab enough people so I can get to the front of the line.
Can't be mine. I got a cell phone.
Yeah, someone's getting ready to die. I think it's Superfan. Your phone's getting ready to die. Superfan.
It's my phone. Oh, boy.
That's what happens.
You better let fucking Rob talk. What do you got to say, Rob? Your phone's dying.
This is it.
It's the twilight world of phones.
It's fucking Jamie Lee Curtis's secret agent shutting us down. She's trying to shut this level down.
This whole
episode's gonna get scrambled. all you're gonna hear is for 60 minutes. Praise be Jah Muhammad, Muhammad.
Speaking of that, anybody hear that fucking hillbilly gibberish like 3 shows ago? They called in and crashed the fucking show.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's like the show before we had, like last week when we had Sid Haig on. Something called and it crashed the fucking show. I couldn't get back on.
A crazy butt fucking.
I don't know. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I put nothing past anybody in this world anymore.
True.
There's just so many douchebags in it.
Too many of them. Yep. Yeah.
The overweight can't get laid again.
The which one?
The overweight can't get laid again.
I don't know. That's what he needs. He needs to get laid, but then to find someone, you know, I don't know.
So. Willing to lay under that.
Yeah. Oh. Or be lowered on it with a block and tack.
So, well, how far away is Jamie Lee? What is that, a month?
November.
That is in November, in the middle of November, yeah.
So if I just quit fucking rubbing them out for a month, man, it'd be like a Peter North festival.
You got that right. You probably had that right. I mean, take some of that. A big, what do they call that?
A big fucking milkshake in her hair.
What the hell?
Take extends.
It'd be like that scene in Scary Movie.
I'm just gonna eat a fucking tuna sandwich every single day, so my jit just smells like a rotten fish.
It'd be like war.
Never get out of her
hair. With a giant penis.
Christopher Guest would smell her hair and go, "My God, what did he do to you?"
Don't touch it.
Those kids.
Don't touch it.
Oh, shit.
Just fucking walk up to her dressed as Nigel. Don't fucking look at it.
Hey, Todd, did you like Crypticon?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Cool, so did I.
It was good times.
Would have been cooler if Jamie Lee was there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Uh-huh.
I didn't spend nearly
enough. Doug Bradley was there. I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't spend nearly enough money.
Yeah, Doug was great. Well, there wasn't nothing there to spend money on. The dealer room was ass taters, but I enjoyed myself.
I found some nice posters.
Yeah, I know. Someone bought my damn Up the Creek poster, Tim.
The bartender liked my mustache, so I was getting free whiskey all night long.
Damn you. I'm so mad about the Up the Creek thing. I wanted it for the studio.
Up the Creek? Why would you want that movie?
Yeah, Todd, tell us that story again.
That's a good one, man.
Why the fuck would you want that movie?
Who's in Up the Creek?
That was the one with the big bazunga raft.
Was that Giant Candy?
No, I don't think he had any. It was Gutenberg in that?
No, hell no.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Steve Gutenberg, yeah.
Yeah, it was raft. Gutenberg and Bobcat Goldthwait was in it.
Yep.
Because the whole time Bobcat was in the back of the raft going,
there's a whole recipe for disaster right there.
Shit,
it's true.
But it was fun at the drive-in.
Again, Todd, why would you want that poster?
Because I spent a lot of my youth watching that movie with my friend Chris, who's a part of the show. He's a co-host on Night Watch, and I'd like to put it in the studio. Yep. Someone else had to like it because Tim snagged it, so there you go.
Bastards.
Todd, did you know he's got contamination this year, too?
What?
Did you go to contamination in St. Louis?
No, sir.
Neither did I.
Ron Jeremy was there. You could have watched him blow himself.
Oh, man.
That was worth $20 fucking gate fee.
We missed that.
For $100, you get a photo op with. For $100, you get a photo op with him, and he'll smack his balls on the side of your forehead.
No, my friend got a picture taken with him, and it only cost him
$10. $10 just to
take
a picture?
Yeah, but it wasn't the froggy photo op, dude. That's where they got the cool backgrounds.
No. I need to know why they got charged
$10. Did you hear what Ron Jeremy's background was in the froggy picture? It was just a big, giant blow-up of his balls. He stood in front of Ron Jeremy's cock and balls.
I have to know why the hell he charged a fan anything at all just to take a picture with their own camera. That's my question.
Because he's fucking Ron Jeremy.
I don't know.
What would you charge people if you could blow yourself?
Dude, F Ron
A lot
Jeremy.
More than $10 fucking dollars, I'll guarantee you that.
If Ron Jeremy showed up right now and said he wanted to be on the show, I wouldn't even let him on.
You're lying.
Sure,
you're fucking lying,
anyway.
Todd.
He's an ass.
Anybody
crazy.
Your name Todd marks out for.
I didn't. I'm not going to mark out for Hedgehog Jeremy. Okay?
You will,
that
too.
That motherfucker he's a legend. You show Ron Jeremy some fucking respect.
No.
There's only a thin fucking sheet of plexiglass between me and you, Todd.
Ron Jeremy can
my friend was saying that he was selling his Ron Jeremy rum there, his rum bottles of alcohol and this all that stuff there, his own brand.
Shit, yeah, who wouldn't want Ron Jeremy rum?
I don't want it.
I bet he dipped his balls every fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but I want the Marilyn Manson absinthe, Manson's.
It's all poop, man. I don't want to give that guy nothing.
One-Eyed Monster? Did you even watch that fucking classic movie?
Bleh.
Come on.
Yeah. I try not to.
Exactly. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm getting sensitive in my old age. I just want to watch reruns of The Wild Bunch over and over and over again.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's wrong with Tim.
Well, I ain't got cable, so I can't see Sons of Anarchy or The Walking
Some
Dead.
Some bitch
now.
Hit his head.
Second was there,
Why
too.
Why would happen with cable?
I canceled it.
Okay.
But you're missing fucking Boo Boo Honey Child, sweet Jesus.
Oh, man.
See? Fuck Pete. What are you thinking, man? She's going to get lonely on TLC.
I know.
Hell with them all. The hell with them all.
Is it worth pissing away $80 a month just for that, though?
No.
Or I could run up and get Jamie Lee's autograph.
See, that's not even a decision right there.
Whose phone's being tapped or something
That's mine.
Oh, boy. The battery. You're in the red. You're in the red, Rob.
You're smacking
red,
down.
Red Rob.
Room. Red Room. Red Room.
Red
Room.
Red Rob.
Muslims might be targeting you right now. Oops.
Uh-oh.
You lost him?
Yeah, where'd he go?
They got him. They're taking out our listeners one by one.
Sounded more like Xena.
I wish we could somehow invite it into the States, man. I'm ready for a fucking throwdown. I just brought a brand new battle axe. I don't even have a fucking assault rifle. I just want to go mano-a-mano with these little crazy bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got those fucking, I don't know what they got.
They got jack
shit.
I don't know.
What are those fucking swords? Skites? No, not skites. What the
Scabers?
Fuck are those?
The sabers?
Scabers.
Yeah.
Yeah, scabers.
Scabers, yeah.
Hey, did my phone go out?
Yep.
Something happened.
Yep.
You're gone.
You're gone. All we hear is an echo. We hear a Rob echo.
We heard that everybody could get
back up, Rob Echo.
What the hell happened to Griff? I think he got taken out. I ain't heard a
Griff,
word.
Griff, they come fucking break down your door? Yep.
Griff.
Griff's gone.
Griff.
All we heard was fucking towel heads getting unleashed.
Griff.
What are you in? You're in the studio with Todd?
Yeah, he's here with me. We don't know where the hell Griff is.
Barricaded in?
Griff's hunkered down in a bunker somewhere.
Call him back.
What?
That sumbitch on the horn. No. There he is. He was taking
there
a dump.
Yeah.
Who?
You.
Where's this Nuke the Fridge Con at?
Never heard of it.
Nuke the Fridge Con. The
fucking Ultimate Warrior. Billy D. Williams. Huh?
I don't know.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Stan Lee. Lou Ferrigno.
Oh. Mr. Person.
Yeah, I heard about Lou Ferrigno. If you don't buy anything, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, it's in California. That's it.
He can't talk to you anyway. Some bitch is hearing him there.
That's
he says, You walk up and go, how you doing, little 20 down there? Do a signature.
Do a little bit, a little bit.
Oh, Lord. You'd have a better understanding of a conversation with a hair lip on.
Oh, shit. Vernon Wells is going to be there, too. Son of a bitch.
Vernon's good. I like Vernon.
Well, Vernon Wells was in St. Louis at Contamination,
yep,
man.
He was with Danny Hicks, man.
Yep.
Fucking good old Danny Hicks. Should have went. I should have went.
Dead, too.
Should have went. Should've yeah, but gone. We're talking the fucking Ultimate Warrior here. It's a whole nother level right there.
What does that even mean, though?
What do you mean, what does it mean? It's the fucking Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, but so what?
The greatest motivational, greatest fucking motivational speaker of all time.
Oh, Lord.
Get in the fucking spaceship.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm not making too much fun, just a little.
Tim likes guys in body paint and tight.
Fuck yeah, with little frizzy tassels.
Oh, Lord.
On their elbows and shit.
Come on, that's that's the greatest fucking intro music ever. You telling me you didn't jump up on your couch and scream and holler and set fire to shit when you heard the Ultimate Warrior intro music?
That's when I never even was watching. I think I found DCW by then.
I was like, no thanks to any of that stuff.
You're crazy, Todd.
You know how it is.
I watched WCW when the Misfits were on there with Dan Puro.
Exactly.
I was watching shit back then too. Fuck. All I was watching, I was buying ECW tapes because everything else sucked.
Blood. Blood.
Yeah. Then when ECW went out, I found Combat Zone and IWA Mid-South. What the hell was that?
Yeah, what was that? I think that was that Chinese lady.
That's fucking Jamie Lee Curtis, dude. She's trying to call in.
Shit.
Where?
Who wants to see my wiener? Hi.
Lord have mercy. Lord, it's all going downhill from here.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. And Todd, you said Horror Hound is a big supporter of Jackalope. I don't think, not after this fucking show.
Yeah, Todd's shaking his head. He's like, man, you guys are just fucking up my last connection with those sons of bitches.
Hey, man, you know, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
At least we'll have the Muslim support after tonight.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Praise be to Muhammad.
Yeah, Jamie Lee will be leading them to burn our houses down there.
Besides,
did that guy come on the show?
Look, yeah. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not mad at anyone but Jamie Lee for this fiasco.
No. Horror House is the one who's putting it on. They're letting it happen.
Yeah, but by God,
they're
man.
Giving the fans what they want.
A big dick up the ass. Big hard her.
But they love it, Pete. They're fucking, they're drooling for it. Go over to that fucking page. There's people they're dying. Their fucking life's going to be complete. These guys can come out of their fucking basements. They're finally going to meet Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, my God. Is $80? That's all it's going to take for me to meet her?
No. I want the VIP package for 300 so I can ask questions. Oh, no. Uh-huh. How does that tibia work? I want to know. I don't care if gas is $4 a gallon and grocery prices are at 14%. I need to hang that fucking photo on my mantle for self-gratification when company comes over because I can say, I hung out with Jamie Lee.
She looked at me.
First of all, that voice kind of scared the shit out of me.
That's kind of fucking sexy, Pete.
I guarantee that... Uh-oh. I bet she doesn't even do a full weekend. I bet something pisses her off and she leaves all this.
Yeah, I got a good idea what's that's going to be because I'm going to be stabbing people to get to the front of that line. What's going to happen when the first guy whips his cock out and shoots a big load right on her forehead? First one, thousands of people wait.
Freely's going to be a Days of the Dead. I mean, Peter Chris's could be a Days of the Dead.
That's it.
Who's going to shoot a load in his forehead?
Yeah, who's Gene and Paul already have repeatedly.
Peter Chris.
You what? You want to be back in Kiss? Please.
Kiss this.
Kiss this, motherfucker.
Did he get kicked out of Kiss for doing too many drugs?
Well, you know. Hearsay. What's really too many drugs?
Right.
The motherfucker's still alive.
Oh, is that Vinny Vincent?
Well, you know, Vinny Vincent's just too great of a guitar player to be in fucking Kiss.
I know that for sure.
It's all about the invasion, baby.
Oh, Lord.
We segue into this shit.
Yeah,
we
I know. To, what we is that to, about? We need to backtrack out of Vinny Vincent real quick.
Yeah, we better stop before Todd will kick in with the Iron Maiden and then we're fucked.
Maiden. Run to
dirty
the
son of
hills.
Bitch!
Vinny Vincent in Iron Maiden.
Oh, Lord.
yes. Fly me to California so I can go see Iron Maiden.
Dude, I tell you what.
Because they can't come to Kansas City because the Westboro Baptist Church will fucking picket them.
Oh, they came. They came here, Pete. I seen them
a long time ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Long time ago.
All he talked about was how he wanted to get back home.
Last year, I mean, this year, didn't Guns N' Roses come there?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, we got GNR baby.
Guns N' Posers.
Fuck yeah, I rocked my ass off on that show.
I'm sorry. God damn it, here we go again.
I took my shirt off during Mr. Brownstone.
Oh hell.
Did it make the album cover?
Yeah, that's what I want to
know. I think it did.
Chinese democracy, baby.
Crazy bastard.
I have no clue what you people are fucking talking about right now. Because I'm not.
Hey guys, hang on. We got a phone call.
Oh,
you are live with 42nd Street Pete.
Oh boy.
What the fuck are you? Who's that?
You're live with.
Phone, Mama.
You're live with. Hello.
You better slow your roll, rock thrower. You're in the fucking U.S. now, baby.
You're live on the air with.
He just left, dude. The cops were chasing him. He was hammered when he left.
You think funny?
Fuck yeah, he thought it was funny when he was fucking them three hookers in Cleveland, motherfucker. Get them rocks out of your fucking pants and join your fucking profit.
Listen to you all, Miss stupid American.
We ain't stupid, high, motherfucker. That's all we are.
Fucking him up. Condom.
I'll blow you up in the rope station. Everybody go.
What the hell?
anytime you want to roll, Tally, just come on down.
Oh, my.
He's still on.
You think you're funny, Mr. Pete?
I'm fucking hilarious. The guy was just here. I got a fucking canceled check that he was just here.
I didn't know these motherfuckers knew how to
what's
turn on the alphabet.
What's the matter with you? Is your towel wrapped too tight?
What do you say, Pete, man?
I say, was your towel wrapped too tight? You got a headache or something?
Your
fucking buddy was here before. We just smoked the fucking bong hits. He left some fucking dynamite fucking weed here. What the fuck's your problem, you know?
You make fun of Muhammad?
I didn't make fun of him. He was here, you dumb shit. He was right here. He was here fucking what, Todd, 30 minutes ago? The cops are chasing her right down Route 71 South right now.
He's drunk. I take the whole station out. Everybody go.
Well, hold on now.
Jihad on Jackalope. Jihad on Jackalope.
Get a job at a sideshow. Is that what you're saying?
I'm coming in to you and you and everybody else and your friends and your family.
Did you say get a job in a sideshow? Is that what you said?
You in a sideshow.
Hey, if you're gonna
hospital show, use hospital show when I finish you. Hospital show.
Before you come get me, can you bring me some jerky and a Slurpee?
You jerky one. You make fun of other religion. That's okay. It's okay with Muhammad, though, right? It's okay with Muhammad. Not okay with your religion. You're Jesus.
Hail Satan.
You're Jew. You're Jew, man.
I'm atheist. I don't have a religion.
Jesus. I worship Porky Pig.
Jesus.
Hey, guy. Hail Jesus. Satan.
Jesus was going to call in.
Jesus
went down to horror realm because he wanted to meet Sid Haig and he took his wife with him. He was going to call in.
Jesus is in Chicago.
No, he's in fucking Pittsburgh.
Oh. You laugh, all you funny man, you laugh. You laugh, funny man.
How can you sound like Chinese? Why are you calling from Thailand?
Yeah, it's like a. Are you a Muslim ninja?
Everywhere. Islam, all color, creed, race, everything. All Islam, everyone. Islam come to you soon. Come to Jackalope.
Can you bring us an extra pair of chopsticks with our order?
On side.
Funny man.
Pete would like an order of cream of some young guy.
Yeah, I want some crab legoon.
You still there?
I think he hung up on us. Are you still there, oh, funny man?
Yeah, the jackalope. Which one of them debate me?
This isn't the husband of the bitch.
Debate me about Muhammad.
What are you talking about, Muhammad? No one made fun of Muhammad.
Debate me about Muhammad. I'll teach you about Muhammad. Why you make fun?
No one listen to this to make me sick.
I puke on my floor.
Well, you better get a mop.
I puked on my baby's head.
Well, your baby needs a mop. You and your baby both need a mop. And Pete didn't...
No, I'm going to mop you. I'm going to mop you. And the station.
Hey, Pete
mop
didn't...
Mop the pieces of your body when I blow you up. Mop your eyeballs. Mop your feet.
Hey, Pete did not make fun of anybody. He just happened to talk to his friend. He didn't make fun.
Pete is against Islam. Jihad against Mr. Pete.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
In Pete's language, jihad must mean sex with a midget, I think.
I come to every station, every house, to your mother's house, to your sister's house, your brother, where they work. Everybody going, bye-bye, bang, big boom.
Okay.
What the hell? Is that a new TV series to go with the Big Bang Theory? We got Big Bang Boom?
It's the Big Bang, boom, boom, boom,
boom,
boom, boom.
You make fun of me now. You make
Big Bang.
It sounds like a 50s tune, like ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla, bing bang.
People laugh.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you. You're obviously, you sound like a reasonable guy. How about we give you free advertising on the show for a month? You advertise whatever you want. Huh?
I'll advertise your death to everyone. And I'd be a hero. No, I don't advertise with anti-Muhammad. I don't advertise.
We're not anti-anybody, man. How can you be anti-Muhammad? He just hung out with the guy.
Yeah, he just hung out. He just gave me $520 that he owed me.
You know,
for the best porn he could find.
Listen. I'm rattling fucking money right in the microphone. That's what he gave me.
This is no good for Muhammad. No good. We don't do this.
Don't do what?
Well... Tell Muhammad to lay off the sauce, then. He's got a little fucking problem, you know?
Not only that, he tore up Pete's front yard. Who's going to pay for that? He ran over his little yard gnome?
Yeah, really?
His yard gnome's named PC. He ran over that? Come on.
Well, my yard gnome was named... I hate the big scarecrow named Todd, you know?
You have laugh on Muhammad. You have laugh on me.
We're not laughing at Muhammad. You, yeah, because you're an idiot.
He's not an idiot. Somehow he managed.
Sir,
you have to understand something. If we were really against you and really had some kind of beef with you, wouldn't we have cut your ass off by now?
Against me.
Against two? No, we're just against you, not two.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you meet me at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds tomorrow and we'll wrestle?
Cuyahoga County?
We'll settle this mano a mano. We'll wrestle.
You tell me where. You give me address.
Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Cuyahoga County.
I'm going to hold nothing. Tell me where. What's his address?
Don't you... Hey, say it slowly so we can get you. Cuyahoga. It's like that.
Cuyahoga.
Yeah, Cuyahoga.
You Cuyahoga.
What does that even mean? What is that? What is that, a new word?
Change that. Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
I blow up New Jersey too.
Good, it deserves it. Matter of fact, I'll bring the beer.
You don't care if you live or die. That's his American way.
Tim's gonna bring the jerky.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know
what's the American way.
That's right. Well, thank you for calling in on the 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse show, and maybe next
Fuck
time.
You. Fuck you.
I have no fucking clue. It's a 201 area code, though. I see.
It's like New York City,
Jersey,
isn't it?
It's Jersey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. Well, you got friends in low places, Pete.
I have no idea. Yeah, you know, it's probably your work, but who knows? He's going to blow up jackalope, so I guess all of us are safe except you.
Well, hey, jackalope's located right here on the strip in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Burn it all down!
Bring it all down!
42nd Street Pete resides in beautiful downtown Lyndhurst, New Jersey, right by Giant Stadium.
Wow. My God, guys, I don't even know what to say to that.
I have no fucking idea either. I just think there's such a drastic fucking U-turn, it ain't funny.
I mean, 1 minute, it's all okay.
Terroristic threats.
We've heard it all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've had it all on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, I got to tell you, guys, that is it for the Grindhouse. We are out of time. We better run.
Okay. While and if we're still around, maybe we'll be on next week. Bye.
Wow. Stay sick and stay safe.
Right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday.